Hello, and welcome to episode number 70 of ThriftyCast. I'm Kathleen.
This is Eric.
And it's nighttime.
It's so late.
It's not. But we've talked about recording several times tonight, and then we took a nap. We each took a nap, and then we ate, and then we watched some TV.
Yeah, YouTube, which I love.
And there were a number of delays.
So it's 11 now, which is
later than we intended.
Yeah. And like maybe later than I've been up in a very long time.
Oh my God. Yeah. For whatever reason, this time change thing always kicks me in the butt.
Yeah. It's right now it's November, the early November something.
10th.
And, you know, of course we just had the switch to off of daylight savings time. I always get it confused, but daylight savings time is during the summer. So daylight savings time is now off, but like you would think getting that extra hour would be helpful. I love that it's brighter when I wake up in the morning.
That is nice.
It is a little bit rough how dark it is early. Yeah. And it throws off my whole body clock.
Yeah, it really does. It's amazing that 1 hour does that.
You know, and I hate to get too political, but whenever any elected official says that they want to do away with daylight savings time, my ears perk up.
Yeah. In California, they actually voted to get rid of it, but it turns out it's way bigger than that. Like the federal government has to approve it, and it's a thing.
You know, I grew up without, the first 12 years of my life or whatever, I lived in Indiana. They did not have daylight savings time when I grew up. You know, I remember when I was growing up, they would have scrolling across the bottom of the screen, this show will be seen an hour later, this time next week.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just thought that that's just how it was. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't realize, like, I didn't have daylight savings time. And I remember, like, moving to Illinois, how weird it was that people were changing their clocks. And I'm like, wait, you all agreed to do this? How does that work? Yeah. So what do you do when you get that scrolling message on your TV that, you know?
That was weird.
Yeah, it was super weird. But yeah, it's a rough adjustment, even getting the extra hour.
And it's cold.
Yeah.
You know, it's cold and it's hard. Winter is setting in here in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And it's a long stretch. So don't know where you live, but for us, we're looking at months of cold, dreary weather and dreading it.
The short days is also the hard part. The fact that it's so dark when I wake up and it's so dark when I get home, all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm bringing myself down with this. So I can stop talking about it.
Well, a bright spot. I went to Taco Bell for breakfast like I do occasionally.
Yeah.
And I go through the drive through and this is in Wisconsin Dells, and the woman who is working the drive-through says, would you like to round up to donate to our scholarship fund? And I'm like, I love rounding up for stuff like that. I'm like, it's a lot more convenient, and I'm like, oh, if, you know, whatever I can do to help out. And I'm like, you know, it's not even 50 cents. Like, I'm giving them something like 32 cents.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm still the speaker and I say, sure, yeah, go ahead, round it up. So she's like, okay, so that'll be, you know, $4 even because again, value Taco Bell breakfast. So I'm getting ready to pay my $4 or $5 or whatever. So I pull up to the window and she hands me a card and a pen. And I'm like, what is this? And I notice if you ever have someplace that donates sort of where you have donations where you can put your name on a card and they post it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, for 32 cents?
No, thank you.
Yeah. And I'm like, it just felt so weird.
That is weird for 32 cents.
And I'm like, are they doing that? Like, apparently they're doing that for everybody who says yes. So, where are you posting these? Like, I wasn't inside the Taco Bell. I'm at the drive-thru. So, that felt weird.
Yeah. We rounded up today at Goodwill.
Yeah.
When we were at Goodwill, and they did not give us anything to sign.
To sign or post.
They thanked us. And I'm fine with that. I usually round up at Goodwill.
I didn't it's so infrequent that I go to Goodwill that I didn't know that that was an option. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I wasn't paying attention, so I don't know what they were rounding up for. Is it for Goodwill?
It's just for Goodwill. Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, they're a nonprofit, right? It's,
right.
It's just to help them. But I'm fine with that. Other places, I'm not as crazy about doing it. Because they're, mm-hmm. they're for-profits. Like, yeah. if they're going to have a scholarship fund,
uh-huh.
they should be using their profits for their charity work. But, I mean, Goodwill is a charity. So yeah. I feel like I'm giving to a charity. But that's not why you're here.
I mean, that, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. Like, if you're going to be a corporate donor, if yeah. you're going to be... Like, even if they were going to say, look, if you mm-hmm. round up, we match it. Every yeah. little bit of, mm-hmm. of what you give, we match it. Like, that would make a difference.
And maybe this is petty on my part, but I don't want my money being used by corporations like Taco Bell to be part of their philanthropy.
Yeah.
Like, Taco Bell and uh-huh. its customers gave, like, because yeah. really it's Taco Bell gave.
Yeah.
Like, no, I want to choose my philanthropy in a different way.
Yeah.
So that just ticks me off. Anyway.
I didn't even think about that, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's just, it's sort of, I feel yeah, about it.
It's more corporate irresponsibility, yeah. kind of.
Like, they make a lot, PepsiCo that owns mm-hmm. Taco Bell makes a lot of money.
I don't know that PepsiCo owns them anymore. They used to.
Okay, they used to.
I think they may have changed hands.
They serve Pepsi.
They do.
They do.
Well, some of them, well, I think they all serve Pepsi. Mm-hmm. There's this weird thing where sometimes I can go into some Taco Bells and I can get Dr. Pepper. And other times there's a cat fight going on.
Yeah.
So
we're at Eric's, so there's a lot of animal shenanigans.
Yeah.
I just have the one dog. Eric has a lot going on.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Let's pause for a second. We'll be right back. Okay, cat crisis averted.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay. It was terrible. There was some bullying going on.
Yeah. So, speaking of corporate responsibility, the stuff that's driving me up a wall mm-hmm. now is knowing that Amazon.com hasn't really paid any taxes.
Yeah.
Every time I see an Amazon truck on the road and mm-hmm. think about the effect that it's having on infrastructure, oh, massive cat fight. Okay,
we really think that's resolved now. Yeah.
So 7 minutes, 45 seconds in, two cat fights.
Yeah.
But with corporate responsibility, whenever I see those trucks going, I'm like, oh, well, it's not the corporations that are kind of pulling their weight, mm-hmm. you know, to cover for that stuff. So yeah, I mean, your point is well taken about kind of corporate responsibility.
Well, imagine living in a city and seeing all those Amazon trucks and what mm-hmm. they do to traffic and parking mm-hmm. and everything. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a nightmare. They really are screwing up traffic. I was going to say something else.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's why I shop at thrift stores.
Yeah.
Because I'm not supporting.
You know, ages ago, we talked about kind of weaning most purchases to thrift stores. I still, when it comes to clothing, I'm still very hit or miss with it. Mm-hmm. There was a while where I needed to kind of like beef up my stock of kind of graphic t-shirts, mm-hmm. which I wear a lot of, and I'll wear it under stuff to, you know, for work or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was really looking hard and I didn't have a lot of luck with it. Like, I would buy shirts and they would be a weird cut. They would be, and I think this was kind of the style before, but they're like a little bit too short.
Oh.
So yeah, like when I raise my arms, there's like a bare midriff thing that happens that's not
sexy.
Very flattering. Yeah. So when it comes to actually kind of switching completely over mm-hmm. to thrift, I'm not very good at it. Like I tend to use, I mean, I'm still really cheap about stuff. Like I'll tend to, you know, be very careful about hitting sales and that kind of stuff. But I just can't quite make the transition.
Yeah, I can't get all my clothes. I've talked about this before. Size-wise, I wear a plus size and it's hard to find things, mm-hmm. like everything. and I would never do underwear, just because. But jeans, mm-hmm. I could do all my pants, skirts. Mm-hmm. I never need to buy another skirt because mm-hmm. I bought so many skirts this summer. Yes, they're so cheap. They're easy to try on. Mm-hmm. And so many of them are elastic waisted. They have an elastic waist. So, I mean, there's so much like leeway on the size mm-hmm. that they're very forgiving.
Well, quality wise, how are you feeling about that?
Good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, really, like, good quality. And jeans?
Yeah.
Like, I get way better quality jeans at the thrift store than I do if I buy them other places. For, like, $3.
Oh, jeez. Every time I try, and I'm wondering if this is a difference between men's clothing yeah. and women's clothing. The jeans that I find at the thrift store usually have something very significant wrong with them.
No.
Like I found pairs of jeans that I really liked and I'm so mad at myself for not catching this in the store, but the button is actually this metal rivet.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's broken off and all of a sudden I'll realize like, oh, why this was donated. And, you know, and so I don't know that I've ever been able to thrift an actually wearable pair of jeans.
Oh, the ones I'm wearing today are thrifted. And I just thrifted really nice, like, gray kind of denim. They're Laura Ashley, which I think is so weird. I didn't know that Laura Ashley made jeans. But they're really nice. I did see the last time I looked for jeans, there was a pair completely missing a back pocket.
Yep.
But I think the store missed that because they were priced exactly the same as other jeans. It wasn't like they were really cheap because, I mean, I think somebody just somehow missed the fact.
Yeah.
That the back pocket was entirely ripped off.
Yeah.
Because that's a pretty major.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy that when there's seven pairs next to it for the same price with a pocket in place.
I wonder how much of it has to do with the fact that men and women wear jeans very differently. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, for women it's like, oh, fashion jeans. But I think me and a lot of the men I know tend to, like, you wear jeans until you can't wear them anymore.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Either because they no longer fit you, which is the hope. Like, you know, if I find a pair of jeans, if somebody, like, outgrew them or, you know, whatever, you know, then you're fine. But in a lot of cases, it's like there's weird rips or holes. I've bought jeans and I'm like, how did I miss that this has no crotch? Like, there's,
oh my God.
Like, a whole, so.
I'm going to help you look for jeans the next time we thrift.
Yeah, I think I need a little support with it, because I've kind of done nothing but ruin it. Let's circle back a little bit.
Yeah.
It kind of took us a little bit far afield. Your find of the week?
Oh my God, my find of the week. I have been thrifting so much lately that it's actually kind of hard to come up with a find of the week.
What have you bought?
Oh my God. A lot of ceramic pottery stuff. A lot of planters, some vases. I'll say, you know, I haven't taken a picture of this yet and it's dirty and I got it on Thursday and didn't have a chance to wash it. It's a planter in the shape of a steamboat. It's really, like, the colors are really, like, soft pastels.
Yeah.
It's bizarre because I've never seen one before.
Does it have that airbrushed quality that a lot of that pottery from the 40s have? Especially the bird planters. Oh, okay.
It does. It's pretty good sized. Like a little smaller than a loaf of Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
Like not as long, but kind of that low.
Yeah.
Low shape. I was just so surprised. And I think it was $250. So seeing something that I've never seen before was really cool.
Yeah.
And it's in very good shape.
Huh.
So I don't know. I think that's going to be my find of the week. Or I got this little ottoman, which is very nice wooden legs and a wooden body. And then the top of it is needlepoint, which isn't exactly my jam. But it's very nicely done. That was $420. That was at the thrift store with the really nice rattan.
Yes.
Outdoor piece that I didn't buy, but it was $4.20, which was pretty amazing. So I'm going to try to clean the needlework a little bit. If it can't be cleaned, I'm going to cover it with something else.
How are you going to clean it? Like, what's your strategy for that?
I'm going to get a cleaner that I can use on my couch, like an extraction cleaner. Finally, oh. I'm finally going to get one.
Are you thinking of buying one, or are you going to, like...
I'm going to buy one.
Oh, okay. I have a, can't remember if it's Hoover or mm-hmm. whatever. It was at Walmart or something, mm-hmm. and it has been a lifesaver. Yeah. Like, we have some areas of the house that are carpeted, mm-hmm. And we have, obviously, very badly behaved cats running around yeah. spilling things. So, and a new puppy, which I'll talk about in a bit. But, yeah, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, it is the amount of stuff that you are able to mm-hmm. to get out is fantastic.
I've been talking about getting my couches cleaned for 3 years now.
Yeah.
And they really need it. So I was looking at them on Consumer Reports the other day, mm-hmm. and I think I will. And that's the kind of purchase I would not make at the thrift store. That's the kind of purchase I'm going to make new.
Any kind of
electronic, mechanical, right. like that. Yeah.
Even if I knew I needed a, like a mixer or something,
yeah.
I might try a thrift one mm-hmm. if I got an incredible price at yeah. it. But like if I really needed it, I mm-hmm. would go for the KitchenAid. Like yeah. I would go for a new KitchenAid.
Yeah.
So I'm with you there. Although in fairness, I have bought tons of kitchen appliances mm-hmm. that, but anyway,
hydrator.
Hydrator. I mean, at the thrift store, you see vacuums.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've seen extraction cleaners, but I haven't paid attention probably. But yeah, that is something to buy new. What are you finding out on Consumer Reports?
Oh, I mean, there were just a couple suggestions. I could not tell you what was recommended. I wrote down some names and models to look at.
Okay. Because the one I bought was $100 mm-hmm. and it's like more than paid for itself.
Yeah.
A bunch of times over. So I don't know that it even has to be that much.
Yeah. So anyway. Oh, and this is not an exciting find of the week, but my dog's collar was really weird. Mm-hmm. It like somehow got screwed up after my mom used it. Mm-hmm. And I found one in the weird random bags.
Oh yeah.
I found exactly that collar. So I was able to get a new one for $3, which was a deal.
Oh, yeah.
And to kind of replace it, which was nice.
Yeah.
It's nicer. It's bigger too, which is good.
Oh yeah.
So that was a nice practical purchase that saved me a lot of money.
I mean, it's always nice when you find something that you know you need anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, if we're talking strictly find of the week, I haven't really...
yeah.
I've bought exactly one thing this
yes,
week.
But it's so pretty great.
Well, it's weird. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the thrifts, of course, it's Christmas time and they're starting to get their Christmas stuff out. And I've decided to start a collection that is weird, but I am going today. I bought a light up cow from a nativity scene. So it's like a cow that's laying down. They had other, you know, kind of pieces to the nativity mm-hmm. scene, but there was no Mary. There's no Jesus.
I think they were missing a wise man.
I think they were missing a couple of wise men.
I thought they had two in Joseph.
Oh, I only saw one in Joseph. But anyway.
It was, and everybody was priced separately.
Right. There were no angels. There were no, yeah. But they had the cow, and I've been thinking, like, I really, ages ago, it was one of those missed opportunities where I saw a full light up nativity scene and thought, wow, that would be really great to have. And it was really affordable, and I'm kicking myself for not buying it. This was not as affordable. Each piece was $6.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on sale.
Did you see the one at the first thrift store today?
No.
The light-up nativity?
Are you kidding me?
It was $85 at St. Vincent.
No.
That store isn't that big. We walked past it. I can't believe you didn't see it.
Where in the store was it?
It was not far from that painting I showed you. It was like over there by the purses and the scarves.
I have no idea how I missed it.
I mean, they were lined up.
Yeah.
It was the full set. I thought for sure you saw it.
How on earth did I... And the thing is, they're selling it as a full set,
yes.
right?
Yes. Okay.
So if I'd wanted like the cow
you
or a donkey,
not have gotten I couldn't. Anything separately.
But yeah, from this day forward, every time I pass a light up nativity scene, I'm buying the cow.
Yeah.
Because this is Wisconsin mm-hmm. and, you know, how great. You know, in be it Christmas time, be it summer, mm-hmm. how great to have just a bunch of light up cows.
I think it's going to look great.
Yeah, I think it's going to be amazing. So the catch, though, is that that's sort of a new collection. Right now, we have a light-up cow on the porch, and I realized I haven't plugged it in.
Yeah.
To see if it works.
Which, as I said, is not a problem. You can easily get those. If you ever buy any of those blow-mold Christmas light-up things or Halloween things, you can easily buy a cord that has the one bulb on it.
Mm-hmm.
Replacements. You can buy them at Home Depot, has them, craft stores.
How much are they?
I mean, they're like a dollar or two.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes you can get them in multi-packs.
Yeah. I'm really glad that you were with me, because I think if I didn't have that information when I was looking, I probably would have passed on it, thinking I can't trust this.
Yeah, it should not hold you back from buying those. It's like they use them in Christmas villages too. You know, people buy those Christmas villages sometimes. Those usually fit in there as well.
Mm.
And you need to replace those from time to time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, totally, totally doable.
Right.
You shouldn't let your dream cow pass you by because you don't think it'll light up for you.
Yeah.
So that's
probably a sentence that's never been uttered.
I don't know. Uttered. Oh, my God. That's terrible.
That's
really bad.
It should be illegal. So, my find of the week would be this cow, if we're talking strictly find of the week. Otherwise, thrifting's been good. I don't know if we're going find of the month. I got a vintage thermos. I have it sitting next to the sink now.
Nice.
It's sort of a pumpkin orange and brown. I want to say 60s. It's in great shape. It's intact. It's got the little, in addition to the screw-on cap, it has that cup that goes on top. And it's just in fantastic shape.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you can get a lot of utility out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If at some point I want to sell it, it's, vintagey, kitschy.
Yeah.
So I was pretty pleased with that. And it was cheap.
Yes.
So I would say either the cow or the thermos.
Yeah. I even thrifted on the way up to see Eric. There's a stop I make in a town because it's a good place to stop and get gas and eat if I need a break. And there are two thrift stores right across the street from each other. And then there's one down the road.
Janesville.
Yes.
This is Janesville, Wisconsin.
Janesville, Wisconsin. Yeah. And one of the thrift stores isn't good. It's always way too expensive, but it's worth a look just to see. But the other two, there's a Salvation Army and a Goodwill, and those can be okay. So I got stuff at each.
Yeah.
Which, is not a bad stop.
Yeah. Well, considering you're just, I'm killing time and I'm just going to stop off here. I just, it's not very often that I have good luck at Goodwill. And I really need to reconsider because, to bring us to the next thing, I watch, this is this weird obsession. I may have mentioned it the last time, but I started watching people thrift on YouTube because you watch people sort of walk down the shelves and pick things up and it's this little hit of dopamine kind of. So it's this just flash of joy. Although you do experience the frustration, you watch people and they're, the camera sort of goes along the shelf and there are things that they don't pick up. And there have been times where I find myself screaming at the TV. Somebody passed up, it was a white, disc pitcher, Fiesta disc pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not even good at spotting that stuff. That's all you, but watching this person just leave that on the shelf was I think that was probably really bad for my health.
You didn't even look at that. You didn't even pick it up and check the price.
It's as though you didn't notice. Yeah, and my understanding, when you watch enough of these videos, the people who make them will say, I'm aware that it was there. Here's why I didn't pick it up. Yes, I see that there's Pyrex. But, because all of their viewers will be having the same response I am, which is
to 80 million different things,
yeah.
Or 10 different things.
Yeah, but if you are, my favorite is this woman who calls herself Crazy Lamp Lady. So if you just look up Crazy Lamp Lady on YouTube, her name's Jocelyn. She's very sweet. you know, everybody who thrifts, I think, is looking for something different. And she obviously, as Crazy Lamp Lady, she loves lamps. So she's frequently looking for that stuff. She also likes, you know, stuff with animals on it. Mm-hmm. She likes a lot of, like, newer kind of mid-century stuff or glassware. And I tend to, like, when it comes to vintage, I tend to like stuff that's older. Mm-hmm. Or I like stuff that's really campy.
Yeah, me
so,
too.
So, I mean, it doesn't necessarily match up, but it's just, like, watching her have fun. And she thrifts with, like, her boyfriend sometimes. Sometimes she thrifts with her kids. She has this little intro where she describes all this, too. Mm-hmm. My favorite, though, is when she shops with her best friend, Sue. Mm-hmm. And the two of them go out because they're each looking for different things. And it's just, they have a very sweet kind of rapport. So, Crazy Lamp Lady, I would recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we kind of need to talk about Scott.
Okay, we can talk about Scott.
Do you want to start?
So Eric watches one guy who thrifts in Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? And he really...
No, like Newark. I want to say New Jersey or
no,
something.
No, he's not in New Jersey. He said that was across the way from him.
Philadelphia?
I don't know.
I don't know geography.
Yeah, we don't know the East Coast. But he looks for things from like the 20s through... 1969. I looked at his site today.
Okay.
He sells. And he can be a little precious with how he's put together his show, but he likes a lot of things that we both like.
And it's hard because he'll go thrifting and then he'll say, here's all the stuff I got. And a camera sort of pans across this absolutely mind-blowingly awesome Depression glass. All these like vintage Christmas things he's had at various occasions. The kinds of hauls he brings in make me angry. They're so good.
And Eric keeps watching even though it makes him angry.
Yes.
I'm impressed with the condition that he finds things in.
Yes.
And he just may be way more disciplined than I am.
Yeah.
Like I will look at something and I'll be like, oh, you know, it has a chip here, but that's fine. It's just for me. You know, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But because he sells... He wants buying, stuff that's perfect.
Right. He's buying specifically to sell.
Yeah.
And he'll, he'll look for things that are basically flawless.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, that's fine. Looking for things that are flawless is fine. The fact that he finds them.
And many of them.
Yeah. When he's showing his kitchen counter, he'll be like, oh, this was a small haul. I'll be like, I have had 3-month periods of thrifting very regularly where I did not find that much stuff that was in that good of shape.
Mm-hmm.
That if you want to check his channel out, it's called The Old Curiosity Shop or mm-hmm. Scott's Old Curiosity Shop.
I think it's Ye Old or The Old Curiosity Shop. It doesn't have his name in there.
Yeah. That's another. So, mm-hmm. so this afternoon after. Kind of, we got back and we were watching TV. We watched some thrifting videos.
Mm-hmm.
So
this morning we went to 2 thrift stores and 1 library book sale,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of fun. Not something we do a lot, mm-hmm. but it was the last day of the sale, so it was a bag of books for $2. So we each got a bag of books,
like
and then a
brown grocery
paper bag of books, which is a lot
for $2. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I definitely abused. The bag. Eric's bag was more moderately packed than mine.
Yeah, mine was about half full. Yours was...
Was ripping.
Yeah, you couldn't close yours.
But they wanted to get rid of books and...
Yeah, and I mean, that's their...
Yeah.
That's their shtick. That's their rule.
Yeah. I think like 2 were for me and the rest are for my little library.
Yeah. I got some old kind of nature books mm-hmm. that are always nice to kind of have around to reference and read. But, like, really old, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, teens, 19-teens, 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
I got an audiobook on CD of 1984.
Yeah, that'll be nice for the car.
Yeah. So, and of course I've read 1984, mm-hmm. but it's been a while. There's always, I love audiobooks, too. So, mm-hmm.
But you talk about good value.
I mean, that
was a place to get a lot of books really inexpensively.
And CDs.
Mm-hmm. And DVDs.
And DVDs, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And again, not that their selection was that great. I mean, it is a library sale, mm-hmm. but And they may not be in the best shape, but
yeah,
you know, at that price point where you stuff a bag with all the stuff and it's $2. So yeah.
I have a heavy bag of books.
Right. So it was after that that we came home and watched a bunch of thrifting videos.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, part of the reason why we're kind of stuck here and part of the reason you came up is to help me kind of babysit new puppy. I have a new black lab puppy who's about 10 or 11 weeks old now.
10 bitey weeks old.
Yeah, that is a mouthy. There's a lot of you, again, YouTube, a lot of training videos I'm watching to try to get her less mouthy, less bitey.
She's adorable.
She's super sweet. And, you know, there are kind of glimmers of the kind of sweet dog she's going to be. But right now, like, I can't quite nap enough. Like, she really, and this is the first time I've ever had a puppy. That I've ever had a dog from puppyhood. Normally it's rescues who are a little older, but wow.
Yeah. So we ruled out a long, say, thrifting trip to Madison or Appleton.
Yeah.
Just because it would be many hours. This was a much shorter trip, which was good.
Yeah. And it worked out fine.
And we had a good time and we got plenty of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you got a cow. I got plenty of stuff, a cow and some books.
Yeah.
So that's our story.
Yeah. So that's today. Thanks for catching up with us.
Yeah. Thanks for posting on Facebook, and we will get some pictures posted. I will definitely share a picture of Eric's dog because she's really cute, and maybe I can get her with the cow. She doesn't sit still very long, so probably not.
That doesn't. Seem very
probably not.
At all. The other thing that I would urge you to do, you know, today, whenever we go thrifting, whenever I see stuff I think is weird or interesting or compelling in some kind of way, I'll take photos of it and post it on our Instagram page. So is it a page on Instagram? Our Instagram
feed?
Feed. So it's, yeah, we need a millennial to write in.
Yes.
I think as we are squarely Gen X.
Gen X. We were talking about this last night.
Yeah. So, if you want to check out our Instagram, that's at I Love Thrifting, ILUV Thrifting. And check it out.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.